Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, to help us discern these contentious headlines flowing from Reuters America's reporting. We begin in Mexico, our neighbor in North America, vital to the success of the U.S. economy, of North American economy, of the Americas, of the Western Hemisphere. Mexico's ruling bloc, writes Reuters, appears to secure Senate votes for judicial reform. And the explanation so far, the ruling Morena Party and its allies had been one seat short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass constitutional reform that would transform Mexico's judicial system by having judges elected by popular vote. Sounds ordinary enough, but it's not. There were shoving matches and maybe a couple of fists thrown for this vote in the Senate. And Professor Ellis is here to help us understand how one vote switching from one side to the other made it possible and what was behind that one vote. Evan, this is drama in the old 19th century style of fistfights in the aisles of the Senate. What is Morena Party's ambition here, the outgoing AMLO, who leaves office on October 1st when Claudia Sheinbaum, his successor, is sworn in? What does AMLO want, and did he achieve it? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, Morena really was constructed by AMLO, and you saw its expansion to be much like the dominant former revolutionary institutional party, the PRI, which dominated Mexican politics for over 70 years. And what you saw with Morena is, it slowly took control of different Mexican states through legislative victories there, et cetera. And even though Morena during AMLO's time had a majority. It was a majority and not the supermajority that you need for constitutional change. And so you saw a number of AMLO's initiatives in infrastructure projects and changing Mexican institutions where he was basically limited by the courts, which were somewhat hostile to him, as well as other entities such as the electoral body. And so this was something that was long in coming, that in the most recent elections, which saw Morena's handpicked successor, Claudia Sheinbaum, elected. Also, Morena expanded their control in terms of state level representation. They now have about three quarters of Mexico states, but they also were able to get an almost two thirds majority in the Congress. They got more than the two thirds they needed in the lower house, 364 out of 500 votes. They actually only need 334 for a majority there. And they got almost a majority, too shy technically, in the Senate. So the issue is that, the new Congress took office in September, but the new president, Claudia Sheinbaum, doesn't take office until October. So part of AMLO's departing legacy is there were a few things that he wanted to get done, and this is really the cornerstone of that, which is to replace the system of life-serving appointed judges with a new system through judicial reform in which, first of all, you have the election, not only of the Supreme Court, which gets reduced from 11 judges down to 9, about 6,500 judges across the country. Instead of having life terms, they would have 12-year terms. Instead of requiring 10 years experience, you'd only require 5 years of experience. You do away with the 35-year-old minimum age. So the bottom line is these judicial reforms effectively open up the politicization of the court. Because, again, once you have judges who have been elected and are a part of your party organization, as we've seen in places like Venezuela, when you've got the courts on your side, you can, and you've got the legislator on your side, you can pass laws and then get the courts to say that they're legal, or you can, you know, do other constitutional changes. So this created profound and has created profound concerns among investors, worried about, you know, the ability to, you know, change laws and the framework in which they would be investing in Mexico. It's something that has the United States, which has a very close relationship, you know, through the treaty USMCA, which is up for grabs in 2026. Even our ambassador Ken Salazar had written about this. But the drama of actually passing this reform has been playing out in the past couple of days. It went through the lower house, where, again, there was never any question of it passing, although protesters forced that vote to be shut down. And they actually literally moved that to a sports stadium. And then most recently, just yesterday, they had the vote on the Senate side. And the kind of the crowning piece of the dirty trickery of getting this to pass is they needed one more defection at the end of the day. And so there is a senator at the once centrist party, the National Action Party, the PAN, Miguel Angel Yunus Marquez. And it happened that his father is indicted, or at least is being investigated for some serious criminal wrongdoing. And so the question is, okay, who are you going to get? Are you going to get somebody through bribes? They actually had tried to literally detain the car of one of the senators who was against the reform. And that came out in the news. Miguel Yunus Marquez was the one who ended up defecting to push the number over the top up to the magic number of 85. And it appears that, you know, one doesn't want to say quid pro quo, but Angel Yunus Marquez suddenly called in sick, and his father, who's under criminal indictment, is his substitute in the Senate. So it appears that through the vote of his father, whose criminal charges might be dropped by, of course, the ruling Morena party, that vote will push them over the top. You'll get the judicial reform. Again, as I indicated, this has caused a lot of concern among investors, because this takes away from the predictability of the legal environment in Mexico, when you can do vast changes and control, you know, judgeships politically. So you've seen that the stock market way down. You've seen the Mexican peso falling 17% against the dollar. So I think there's a lot of concern about what this means for Mexico and in investments. And certainly it sets incoming Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum off on a politically very contentious foot, but also very much cements the power that her party and AMLO's party, Morena, have going forward.
Yes, let's turn to Claudia Sheinbaum, because this is old news. Rearview mirror, when she's sworn in on October 1st, she's made early appointments naming an admiral, a very handsome man, and a military officer to national security posts. Does this indicate any fashion, one way or another? She's known as a technocrat. Are these appointments consistent with that?
It indicates a couple of different things. It's a complex series of signals. And of course, important to point out that she saved the appointments of the Mexican Navy and Army head for last. She's named in recent weeks the rest of her team, including the person who was her security head when she was in Mexico City, Omar Garcia Harfuch, will become the public security secretary. You have some other elements of continuity. The old foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, comes in to be the economic secretary. A colleague of hers, who is a university professor, Juan Ramon de la Fuente, will become the next foreign relations secretary, indicating a certain amount of kind of academic but also liberal, if educated, orientation, maybe a more activist-engaged foreign policy. But those last two that we talked about, these critical heads of the military, again, who will take power on October 1st. So on the one hand, it was generally known within Mexican circles that the Mexican Navy, which has always been a rival with the Mexican Army, was probably not going to be as favored as they could be, basically because Mexican Navy leadership was seen as backing Marcelo Ebrard against Claudia Sheinbaum in the primary. So that got him off on the wrong foot. But the new SAMAR head, Admiral Raimundo Morales, who replaces José Rafael Ojeda, he's very young. He's actually a couple of military promotions above some of the people that he is replacing and some of the people are around him. So that ruffled some feathers within the Mexican Navy. He has a background with the U.S. He attended actually U.S. National Defense University. He interestingly worked on the interoceanic corridor, basically the train line which connects Veracruz to Puerto Salinas Cruz on the thinnest part of Mexico, something that's likely to be increasingly important and maybe another major works project for the Chinese under a Claudia Sheinbaum. He's an academic. He headed their National War College CESNA for a while. He's considered militarily prudent. So again, it's really his prudence. So the Navy will probably continue to have a secondary role and will probably be playing along and not ruffling a lot of feathers within the establishment. But again, that youth does tell you something about that, looking for somebody who is sharp and academic, which is something that Sheinbaum likes. Perhaps even more interesting, somewhat controversial pick to head the Mexican army, which is now far more powerful and has incorporated the National Guard, among other things, is Lieutenant General Ricardo Trevillo Trejo. He has a background, including in a very difficult part of the country, which was Guerrero, where he was criticized that because of violence increased. But among some circles, one of the things that's grabbed the attention of folks is there's some old publicity that back in 2018, he was actually caught meeting with a major capo for one of Mexico's biggest cartels, Jalisco Nueva Generación, a person by the name of Ulises Sanchez Gutierrez Godoy, or known as El Inge. And so there's some concern whether he going in already has some collaboration or criminal ties from the very difficult part of Mexico, the military district that he used to supervise there. But again, he far more senior. He has been, I believe, over 40 years military service. So as a compliment to the academic, moderate, youthful Raimundo Morales, you have is the head of SEDENA, General Trevillo Trejo. Again, age, experience, and we'll see what his relationship was to Jalisco Nueva Generación.
Developments in Venezuela. Professor Evan Ellis, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
awake.
Snacks.
I have my brain shut
off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.